Sky Television's halved its cheapest plans in a bid to lure back customers, but industry commentators say the move may not be enough. Sky yesterday announced it would be lowering the prices of its entry-level plans following a loss of 37,000 customers in the second half of last year. Well, tech commentator Peter Griffin is with us in the Wellington studio this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Susie.
Have they done enough to stem the loss?
No, look, I think they've blown an opportunity here to create goodwill with those customers that are on the fence about giving up their Sky decoder. 37,000 customers in the last 6 months alone. That's incredible. The only other industry losing as many customers is the newspaper industry in terms of subscribers. So, look, the Sky Starter package is really, I think, three or four channels away from actually being a really good product. If they put in there maybe BBC News, if they put in maybe the box sets or Vibe and Discovery, they would have quite a sweet package there to keep those people loyal. But the only ones who are really winning here are sports lovers, because they can now get to the sports channel and the package, the introductory package there, for $25 less.
Well, is that the thing? So it's the current deal was $50 for the basic deal. Now there's going to be kind of a choice, and it's going to be about $25 a month each. So it's virtually halving that price. But like you say, is it going to be including the channels that people actually want to watch? And then when you put that $25 basic that might not include everything you watch next to Netflix for $15 a month.
Exactly.
What happens?
So it just doesn't look like an attractive offering. You know, I'd recommend people to go to Freeview, which, remember, we paid for as taxpayers to build that infrastructure. You got Freeview, you got Freeview Plus direct onto new smart screen TVs. So that's an excellent product. Then you layer on Netflix. And if you want, you can also go to Neon as well, which is Sky's product. And you can cancel them month by month. So you can just pick and choose the content that you want. So I think it's not enough to stem the tide of people leaving. Sky's talking about this being about growth, about attracting new subscribers. The reality is this is a rearguard action for Sky. Mm. The only two things that are keeping the bulk of people on Sky is sports and the inertia of people who don't want to give up their set-top box because they've had it for 27 years.
Well, that's the thing. And I guess is sport, when you're saying, you know, sports fans are going to be the big winners because suddenly their deals are going to get a lot cheaper. Is that kind of what it all comes down to? Because for a lot of people, that's what Sky is about.
Yeah, it is. And look, Sky had an opportunity to really build loyalty around its sports in the digital world, which is where it needs to move to. It had the FanPass service. And then last year, just in the lead up to the Lions tour, it put the monthly price of that up, alienated a lot of people. So it's trying to go digital. It knows it needs to, but it hasn't got a killer app. It hasn't got one hit product, a standalone product that is good value. And in the face of competition from Netflix and Amazon in particular, it's really exposed. At the moment, those companies aren't interested in news and sports, but they're growing very quickly, 100 million subscribers for Netflix. When they start to run out of growth, they'll be thinking, how do we squeeze more subscribers out? And they'll start running BBC and maybe bidding for sports rights, and then it's game over for Sky.
Yeah, well, does New Zealand, though, need a local paid TV operator?
Absolutely, I think it does. You know, Sky's been committed to the market for 27 years. It brought us the free-to-air channel Prime. I'd much rather have John Follett making decisions about programming here in New Zealand than Reid Hoffman sitting in California. He doesn't really care about the size of the market down here. But the reality is Netflix, they paid $6 billion last year alone for original content. It will be $8 billion this year. It's a juggernaut now. And the last thing I want is the equivalent of Mark Zuckerberg, who controls our conversations here in New Zealand, someone controlling everything that we see on TV. So we need a strong pay TV operator. They need to get consumers on board. Because if you read forums, the reaction to this from people all over the country, it's not enough.
Thank you very much. Peter Griffin, tech commentator.